How can you do that and get it right? And when you got all of this activity going on.
Here's a question I want to ask you. And we were talking about pretty much giving the children, the youth, this generation for the next generation direction. I want to take it to scripture. In the book of Tehillim, you call the book Psalms, and that's not the name of the book. Tehillim, chapter 32, verse 1. Father Yehoah, his answer to that question of how to direct the children, the generation now and the generation to come. Father Yehoah says, let me enlighten you.
Right.
He's telling us, let him enlighten us.
Right.
In other words, seek his counsel.
Right.
He says, let me show you the way to go. Father Yehoah says, let me offer you counsel.
Right.
He says, my eye is on you. You talked about knowledge. The scripture talks about in the book of Meshlei, you call it Proverbs. That's not the name of the book. In the book of Meshlei, it says to, it's not good for a soul to be without knowledge.
Right.
And so the knowledge that they need to seek and the wisdom, if they seek his counsel, if they let him show them the way to go, they'll be successful in obtaining that knowledge.
Right.
The knowledge is the tools.
Right.
They'll be successful in their wisdom because their wisdom is the instructions how to use those tools. Am I correct or wrong?
That's correct.
And he'll give them the path in which to walk on, which will make them successful. Am I correct or wrong?
That's correct.
So I just want to share that with you, coinciding on what you just talked about, on what, how we need to equip our youth,
right,
our generations of the day,
right,
the children, growing children for
right
this generation and the generation to come. Let me take a little turn real quick. I want to go back a little bit, if I may, Dr. Bridges.
Go ahead.
I really want to focus on the protesting and the youth of today, the generation.
Okay.
Now, we
right
already know that, and we know, and I'm saying it straight from my
yeah
mouth, and I don't care
right
who's listening. This country is so oppressive,
yeah,
in the United States, America.
Okay.
This country, America,
right,
is so
right,
it's debauchery,
right,
meaning corruption.
Right. Do you know really marching? See, the millennium babies, they the ones in the street really marching. And they're at the place in their mindset, if it's war and rowdiness you want, they will bring the noise. It ain't like they won't bring the noise. All you gotta do is light it. If you set it, you set them all, they're gonna go there. What we doing is we looking at what the news or what this tells you. I think as a people, we need to wake up. We're sleeping. And we're missing the whole movement of what this really saying to us. And if you ain't hearing it from, then why are we listening?
Well, that takes me back, Dr. Bridges, to what I said about a couple, 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes ago. If we don't let him enlighten us, if we
right
don't let him offer us counsel and show us the way to
right
go, we're
going
to continue to miss it. We're going
right
to continue to be divided. We're going to continue
right
to be in bed with each other
right
as they are. There'll be more than 36 million or thousand
right
children that are homeless in the street.
Right.
And I'm going to speak specifically on the body of Yeshua.
Right.
We're not in the Torah. We're not worshiping.
Right. That's correct.
You know, if you're,
true
if you're
worship
not worship, true worship, but true worship
yes
is laying on your face prostrate,
prostrating before
or kneeling.
God.
And if you're,
ain't falling
if you're
back,
an amputee,
the
then
right
you're just sitting
right
there
right
or being still, but worshiping.
Right.
If you got hands and knees, either be on your face, laying prostrate, or on your knees.
Right.
And that's praying in the Holy Spirit. That's
right
true worship.
Right.
And the people, the body, is not worshiping.
Right.
That's why this country alone, the world,
right,
from Russia to China to
right
Guam to over there in Yisrael,
right,
as you said earlier,
right,
are having the challenges, the problems that they're having. We are not worshiping. You know, Father Jehovah said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit.
And
in truth. And the spirit
yeah
would be praying in the Holy Spirit.
That's correct.
This is what the church is
right
not teaching. And in truth, is obeying his instructions. And obeying his Torah, which means instructions.
Right.
From Men Barashit, I'll say Men Barashit Lahet Gadut.
Right. Right.
That's Hebrew, and I just say it from Genesis to
Revelation.
Right. So the reason why the world is in the problem that it's in, because we believers alone are the reason why this world is turned upside down.
Right.
We disobey the instructions
right
not to partner with the traditions of man.
Right.
So
right
the church is in bed with
right
the state. That's why they do what they
right
do. They have their 501c3.
Right.
They're in bed with the state.
Right.
They're in bed with the president, the senators,
right,
the congressmen, the politicians, which are the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, the police are the lynchmen and the henchmen for the government.
But see, you have to understand, they're only in bed because that's the only system they know.
Bingo.
If they want to be in church, hey, you got to have a 501c1a.
C3.
Whatever,
yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the type of corp. I want a 508c1a.
Okay.
Not a 501c3. Because number one, I ain't trying to be locked into politics with the state. Even with a marriage license only gives you the opportunity to marry to the state. When you and your wife go get that marriage certificate, you make a contract with the state.
And they stop right,
right out the gate.
We stop right there.
You were saying, hey, we all are together.
You hit it right on the nose. Bingo. They're contracting with the state. And here's the thing, it's only your signature, meaning the husband and the wife, and the pastor's signature.
That's
or
correct.
If it's not a pastor, it is the clergy, which would be
the county clerk
or that judge.
That's correct.
But there's no other signature. It's just an agreement form to give the state permission to meddle into your affairs.
Wait, and to take your something. If you don't have a will or trust, then the state automatically takes possession of your stuff. Your children can't even get it.
You signed your contract.
Yeah.
You dance with the devil. You know,
that is correct.
When you get married in the world, period, if you do it according to scriptures, then you're supposed to take the wife.
Right. That's what the Bible says. When you marry, the man said, I take Rebecca as my wife.
That's correct.
And
if the husband, not the husband, the father was in line, he'll say, Dr. Bridges, I give Rebecca to you as my wife. That's it. She's your wife.
Right. That's correct.
We have contracted with the devil. We have contracted with the world. We have we took on the traditions of man.
But you have to understand, if that's all we know, how do we get to the truth? If that's
reading the Torah.
Because you gotta understand. But see, even reading the Torah, those that are constantly seeking, they wind up finding that path.
Okay.
But how many out there are standing in the church right now? They don't even know they don't even know the Christ's real name. No, they call him Jesus.
And
that's not his real name.
Hello.
But according to what they have been taught, that's all they know.
See, but then, okay, stop right there. I concur.
So how can you hold them and blame them for something that they know?
Okay, hold on. Remember, we say ignorance is no excuse. Yeah. Well, let me take you to the scriptures.
Yeah.
In the book of Timotheus, you call it Timothy.
Right.
And we're talking about on today's topic,
studies
the people
show that self-approval.
Bingo, studies show that self-approval. Yeah. So women, hold on. Let me take you there real quick.
Right.
To answer your question, you say, well, how can they find out? If there were no churches, if there were no pastors, the scripture says, study to show thyself approved.
That's correct.
He didn't say, study to go ask the pastor.
That's correct. He said,
study to show thyself approved. So ignorance is no excuse.
Right.
The people must read it for themselves, even if it's all in English.
Well, the thing is, with me, I started going deeper.
Okay. Which is good.
As I went to Cambridge University, which is one of the best Bible colleges in the world.
Okay.
And the thing is, they will enlighten you. If you want to be entertained, you can go to church. If you want to really learn, bring your library card and let's go get it.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So other words, what they're telling you, hey, you need to go get in the books and study and learn. And it's like, it's one thing to read the Bible and it's another thing to go study.
Okay.
Because number one, I would rather go read a lexicon, an ancient lexicon, because everything that you're really looking for and just the elements of life and the explanation of how we got to where we are, they're written in the old lexicons.
Of what language?
Hebrew.
Bingo. Say it again?
Hebrew.
Hebrew.
But it's there.
Well, let me go there.
That Greek word there, but it tells you where it come from.
Hold on. I asked you what it was written in. You say in Hebrew, so I'm going to say that to you in Hebrew. Yeah. Evrei, which means ba, the letter B, ba, which means in or with, ba, evrei, in Hebrew.
Yeah.
And so I concur. So the best college that you went to, Bible college that you went to, or any college, or any seminary, or any theology school, if they're not teaching from the Hebrew translation, you're not learning anything. And I guarantee you, Cambridge or whatever you talked about, they won't teach you from the Hebrew translation.
I know, but what they taught is the history, the archaeology, and number one, if you want to know something, you need to understand the elements. Because number one, it's one thing to know somebody. If you really want to know, you got to go look at the history.
True.
You got to go look at the language. You got to look where it came from, the source. And if the source doesn't line up, then you know, oh, that's not all true. Because at the end of the day, when you go really search and you start looking, you see all this biblical tradition and doctrine and all these things, like you say, well, I'm a bishop, I'm this and I'm that. That ain't even biblical.
Right.
It's not sound. That's all man. And when you start looking it up, you see where it came from, you know that, hey, this system that we're bowing the knee into is nothing but the Roman Catholic Church, which is wrong.
True.
All day.
I concur.
So everybody think Rome fell. Yeah, it fell, but it resurrected itself within the ranks of the church. And how is that so unique? Because you got to understand, Constantine and Titus, these guys, they went to work.
Yes, it is.
And we sitting here looking and thinking that we're learning something that's so unique from these Bibles. But at the end of the day, that's not even sound doctrine.
And the reason why it's not sound doctrine is because they're not going to the Hebrew portion to concur
there you go.
What is written.
That is right.
If it's not written in Hebrew, it is not true.
You don't know what you get.
It is not true.
It could be some movement within in the church rank on what they wanted the people to know. Because
right.
Number one, everybody in Rome, they made them become Christians. Everybody.
Yeah.
And all they wanted was the spoils from the church.
Right.
Y'all bring us the tithes and y'all can do whatever you want.
Right.
Because that's what Constantine was after.
True.
The money. And we do the same thing today. You got bishops, pastors, and well-renowned leader. They got all these different titles and names, and they want you to pay all this money and all this stuff, and the people can't pay their light bill. They riding around in Bentleys, living in a house on the hill, and you living in, ain't even got a place to live, or living in your car, and you call it church. That ain't what the Book of Acts say.
And they can't help you.
And women ain't trying to help you.
They don't want to help you.
But the thing is, that ain't biblical. That ain't sound doctrine.
No, it's not.
And that's not living upright.
It's
really you being a fool. The Bible says in the last day, even if we're so, even the elite will be deceived. I believe a lot of our leaders today have been deceived by the system that we live in.
But they're deceiving too.
Of course.
Because they've been deceived.
Well, there you go. Well, you got to understand, the average abused person that has been abused, they become abusive themselves.
And that's what I just said. You just gave it another direction.
All day.
All day long.
All day long. And they subconsciously abuse people for what? Thinking that everything is normal with them and their dysfunction.
Right.
And I believe that when Yeshua really touches you.
His son, our Savior, Yeshua.
When he really touches you, you know by your stripes you're made whole. You know that you really are healed. Why? Because number one is a divine healer. His spirit will stir in you. He will bring a peace and a settlement that surpasses all understanding. And he will rest upon your heart. And you will write it upon your heart that you know that, hey, it's real in my life. Might not be real in your life, but he's real in my life. Why? Because the attributes of the kingdom of rests upon you when you really turn it over to God.
Let me throw in what you're saying. Dr. Bridges is saying the word God, and we have had this conversation before, and you listeners, you've heard it on the station all the time. Remember, God was the son of Yaakov of the 12 tribes of Israel. So Dr. Bridges is only speaking from what he has been taught, and he's working on, of course, getting to where Father Yehovah wants him to be. So when he's talking about God, he's speaking of Father Yehovah. And yeah, that's his name in the Hebrew language, which was left untranslated and untaught. So I just want to make sure that you listeners do understand that there. And Dr. Bridges concur what I'm speaking of as well. The word Lord, just so you know, comes from Baal, which is connected to who? Satan, Satan. But it's just the vocabulary that Dr. Bridges, along with many other people, still have in them. You know, they're just used to it. But I just want to concur that you understand the difference between Baal, Lord, and God, and Jesus Christ, and none of those are his names.
Right.
His name is Yehovah. And he said himself 208 times, I am Yehovah. And it's written in Hebrew, untranslated, untaught, and no flesh and blood can refuse. So I just want to throw that in. Dr. Bridges, I want to tell you thank you so much. It's been about 39 minutes and 30 seconds. You have blessed me out here on location in the city of San Bernardino, chilling out at Chili's, you know, breaking bread together for this live broadcast of The People Talk. And we pray that you listeners, that you were edified, encouraged, and inspired by that in which you have heard. Dr. Bridges, we're going to be talking more as time comes. There are more things to come. Next time we come back, we want to update the people on People Talk about what we have done together as a kingdom in the body of Yeshua, of how we can and have established our own government.
of
not
course.
Within this government, but in this country right. that is not a part of this government, that is actually living, striving, and yes, thriving right. according to the scripture. Yes. So you're in agreement yeah. with me that we'll talk about that next time we come on?
Yes.
Dr. Bridges, I want to tell you thank you, man. I love you. Right. We here at your Horse House of Prayer for All People, YHOPFAP. We want to tell you thank you for this time of fellowship. Anything in closing you want to add?
Yes. And I believe to really start a major movement is we must, not we have to, we must break the poverty cycle.
And how can we do that?
By turning back to Yahweh, really letting the Spirit up lead us. And if we turn back, He will give you the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge to break the poverty cycle. We must break the poverty cycle off of our lives.
I concur. And add to Dr. Bridges as we wind it down. In the book of Devarim Hayamim, which you call Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then shall I hear from heaven and heal their land. Their land is where you are right now. So to concur with Dr. Bridges, we're just saying, fall on your face and worship Him. Worship Father Yahuwah every day. Give Him 10 minutes of your time. He will hear you. He will reply to you. Let the word change you. The word will change you if you just surrender. And kasaf is the Hebrew word for surrender, submit. Kasaf, I may. And as I said, surrender, people. That's all you got to do. And as Dr. Bridget just said, Father Yahuwah will hear you. He said He will write His words on your heart. He will put His words on your lips, as He told the prophets, Yashayahu, who you call Isaiah, that's not his name, or Jeremiah, who you call Jeremiah. All you got to do is surrender. So until next time on the People Talk, we love you, and we'll be back next time with a more interesting topic, and we might be in your city, your state, your town, or your country during the People Talk Live right here on KUUT.